This recording, Pennsylvania 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above, and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, accordingly to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. Aristotle thought that the rainbow was caused by reflection of the refraction by the raindrops, which causes the rainbows. Many complicated ideas about the rainbow have been formed. The difference in the rainbow depends considerably upon the size of the drops and the width of the colored band increases as the size of the drops increases. The actual primary rainbow observed is said to be the effect of superimposition of a number of bows. If the red of the second bow falls upon the green of the first, the result is to give a bow with an abnormally wide yellow band, showing mainly red and yellow with little or no green or blue. I was born in my grandmother's house. Well, my parents were from USA. Their parents were from Russia. My parents had a business. I lived in different parts of the city. I lived in South Philadelphia. I lived in Southwest Philadelphia, and then for short times. And then I lived in 13th and Bainbridge, enjoying every minute of it.
Absolutely.
I do exercise. We have senior meetings, we have exercises 2 or 3 times a week.